Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk?
Are you ready to walk?
Let's go. PCB Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
DJ, turn it up.
Let's go.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right. And you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends. Tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go. Blessings, family. This is Pastor Christopher Newton. We are celebrating our fourth year of ministry, and we're going to do it big by having a 2015 Nissan Altima car raffle. Yes, that's right. It's only a $30 donation. So get your name drawn in, and on July 4th, Independence Day, we're going to announce the winner of our raffle on Facebook Live at TPV Ministries. And walk with us. Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go.
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper meds for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killers forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find more, I know it's horrid. Hope we get him morbid, view with the truth orbit. We'll go on as usual. Funerals, suicide portraits, shooting tie culprits, rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant, no way to beautify torment. Truth don't lie, this guy's behind the pulpit. You should try Luke and I, crucify flesh, forfeit. I do cry abortion. It's legal, it's legal. We the people, even divorcing. I'm forming the movement, trailblazing torsion. Still my core sins, I'll look back, saying look what the Lord did.
You're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Are you ready to walk? Let's go! The Psalmist Voice. It is April 5th, 2018, and you're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, The Psalmist Voice Reloaded. It is here, family, where you get your spiritual fix, uplifting word with rawness, music, and physical content. What's good, family? We pray that the word will impact your life and bring a fresh understanding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. But of course, before we get into another Off the Meat Rack show, we're going to have a short one today. It is a special presentation, and we're going to go and chop it up for about a good hour today, and then we're going to be out. And of course, we got today's broadcast of Nisa's Touch, the Caribbean Pepper Pot herself, right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You don't want to miss it, family. But yes, 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 of course, we have our bipolar state of Texas weather. Currently, right now, family, we are looking at 59 degrees, partly sunny skies. Today's highs will be 70 degrees. But of course, family, you know how that goes. You know, just keep it, you know, just keep it a little light sweater, what have you. Stay warm. You know, sometimes the winds will gust to about 10 miles an hour. That's just how it is here in Texas. You never know what you're going to do. Just saying. But any cool family, news front, we don't do a lot of it. Because you got doing all that. So you don't have to really worry too much about that. But we pray that we continue to lift our nations in your prayers. And, you know, of course, you know, we just lift up our leaders and such with that. You know, of course, you know, we had a lot of events that happened in the past. Again, everyone's still talking about the March for Our Lives campaign with the young people. They did a phenomenal job at our nation's capital. They handled themselves very, very well. And we definitely here have to applaud them for their action. And they are ready to bring it to the nation with the issues of this gun control and the young people losing their lives, senseless nonsense. And I'm just saying. But family, I'm definitely excited because tomorrow you don't want to miss our contemporary Christian artist, Deborah M. Price. She'll be in the building. Psalmist Voice Reloaded. We'll be doing a special presentation on that. Her ministry alone is phenomenal. If you don't want to miss the show, you can give us a call, 773-897-6490. That is the number to give us a call. You can give her a call, give her a shout out, what have you. But tell your friends, tell your mama and them, Miss Deborah M. Price will be in the building. Psalmist Voice Reloaded. We are definitely, definitely excited to have her on the show on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You don't want to miss it, family. But yes, family, we also we want to give shout-outs here locally to our DTW print shop, Miss Hope McKee here at Carpus Cove. It's more than a print shop, so get your fix today. 254-518-4817 is the number, and she will hook you up. Give her a call, Hope McKee, DTW Print in Carpus Cove. And also, you got to listen to my boy, Dr. Marcus Hart. He is on the radio as well with the Transform You radio show live on Facebook at Marcus Hart. Also, you can listen to him on WXRWLP 104.1 FM. You can listen to him every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 4 p.m. You don't want to miss him as well. He is doing a phenomenal job. He actually gets into the psyche, what really goes on. Especially he specializes with PTSD and all that jazz. He can get you right and get you back in your destiny and your purpose, because the devil likes to play mind games, and this brother right here can definitely get you on the right track. So look him up, the Transform You radio show. You can listen to him on iHeartRadio as well. You can also listen to him on WXRW of P104.1. Also, got to give a shout out to my brother and sister in the faith, Pastors Gino and Kareem Gardner of Generation Now Church in Memphis, Greensboro, Tennessee. Yes, sir. They will be having their first initial service on August 6th of 2018. They will be ministering, going full blown, full all out. But you can catch them on Generation Now on Facebook. They are having Bible studies right now, and you can catch them on there as well. They do Facebook Live. GNC is the place for you. If you don't understand or you need to understand your purpose and your gifts, look no further. They will help you. Memphis, Greensboro, Tennessee, stand up. Generation Now Church is here for you. And of course, TPV and the family will be in the house to support our brother. Also, Pastor Jerichiah Hunter here in Texas, Grace Space Ministries on Fire for God. He's on Facebook Live at Jerichiah Hunter. That's J-E-R-I-K-I-A Hunter. And he brings the word with fire. Grace Space Ministries on Fire for God. He will break it down to the break it down. And this brother has an anointing, and he has a tremendous gift to give to the kingdom of God. Young lion for the Lord, and he definitely has an anointing on his life. So check him out on Facebook Live as well. Also, family, we are live right now. You can listen to us on blocktalkradio.com/TPV Radio Network. You can also listen to us on our website, www.tpbenterprises.co. Click the Psalmist Voice Radio Network tab, and you can listen to us right now live. We're also streaming live on our brand new internet radio station, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you can listen to us live as well. And we're also on the TuneIn app as well. Download it for free. It doesn't cost you anything. It is free. Free, free. So family, please, 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 you can download on all your mobile devices and take us with you wherever you go. But of course, family, I got to give a shout out to you, radio family. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network each and every week. Also, thank you so much, TPV International. What's good? I thank you all so much, TPV International. You guys are making a statement, especially Germany. Germany, please stand up. Thank you so very much for telling everybody, telling your mama and your family and your cousins and them that the Psalmist Voice Radio Network is here for you. This is Christian radio like you never heard before, and we thank God for what he is about to do in our ministry, and the best is yet to come, family. And of course, I got to give a shout out to my beautiful, lovely wife, Shanice. Thank you so very much, baby, for doing what you do for the Psalmist Voice Ministries, as well as TPV Enterprises. You do a lot of behind the scenes, and you do a lot of paperwork and stuff like that, and, you know, put up with me and all that jazz. And I definitely thank you so very much for what you've done for the ministry and me thus far. And also, I got to say hello to my children, CJ, Tajanique, Jalen, Tyreek, Ian, and Tajane. Daddy loves you all to pieces, and you give Daddy the motivation that he needs every single day to do what he has to do for the Lord. And I thank you so very much for you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And of course, family, we're done with all the announcements. And of course, I got to continue to give these shout outs to Chip Evans Law Firm. Thank you so very much, sir, for doing what you do for our ministry as well as us personally. We thank you so very much. Also, Integrity Rehab Center in Carpers Cove for getting your boy right. And if you need any joint or bone issues to be resolved, look no further. Dr. Brennan and Dr. Monroe, Scott and White Bone and Joint Institute in Temple, Texas, will hook you up. They definitely did an awesome job on me, and I cannot thank them enough. They put Pumpty Dumpty back together again. Just saying, you know me. Just saying. But anywho, also, I got to give a shout-out to Black-Owned Business of Bell County on Facebook. Thank you so very much again for supporting the Psalmist Voice Enterprises, as well as the radio show here in the great state of Texas. CTX, stand up. Shout-outs, UK, Canada, Norway, Russia, Bulgaria, India, Qatar, Trinidad, Tobago, U.S., Virgin Islands, Kuwait, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, India, Philippines, Germany, Netherlands, Indonesia, Greece, yes, Greece, and South Africa, Jamaica. Thank you so very much for supporting the Psalmist Voice, and tell all your friends, tell everybody that you've never heard Christian radio like this. We're off the chain, but we tell it like it is. This is the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Reloaded Radio Show. We are live right now, and of course, again, our links are blocktalk.com/TPV Radio Network. Also, our website, www.tpventerprises.co. Also, if you want a direct link to our radio station, tpvradionetwork.airtime.pro is the place. Also, download the TuneIn app on all your mobile devices and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. We stream 24/7, so don't miss a minute of your favorite music and episodes. Well, family, it's about that time, but before we get into the meat and potatoes, y'all know what time it is, right?
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No, I said, are you
Radio family, TPV International, are you ready to walk? I'm ready to walk. Y'all been ready to walk. Let's get it. Let's go. We got the first song on the rotation. We got Jessica Ready with Better. Then we got Zion's Joy, What Would Heaven Look Like? And then we have Your Great Name by Todd Delaney. And of course, we got my boys, GMC Grown Man, and the list goes on and on. You're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. And when we come back, we're going to get it in with the hot topic of the day. We got a short and sweet one, but it is going to be a series base. So we just going to start it off on today's show, and we'll get right back on Sunday's show. A firm foundation. Or a solid foundation. Do you have one? Do you know what it is? We're going to break it down like we always do. Keep it locked right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And walk with us, family. Let's go. We'll be right back. Don't move a muscle.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix. An uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go.
I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat. Singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, in a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. There's one thing that I know.
to me. I know you're scared, your heart's bleeding. But what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free and keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter who you are. See, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, 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 better. It's alright, shut your eyes.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready,
ready to walk?
Let's go!
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Family, the Psalmist Voice reloaded right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Block Talk Radio is our home for now, but we thank you so very much for tuning in. And of course, we got the TPV icebreaker for today's hot topic, firm foundation. Short and sweet to the point, Jesus Christ told his believers that a stable foundation is critical in building lives. He said, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who built his house on a rock, and the rain descended. The floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house and did not fall. For it was founded on the rock. Matthew 7:24-25. The foundation of Jesus Christ is what will give us the stability our hearts and lives need now and unto the future. By allowing the Lord's wisdom to guide us in our relationships, decisions, and priorities, we find that he proves the most trustworthy foundation any life could be built on. Gracious Father, you are the Lord God, King of heaven, and I choose to place my hope in you because you alone are worthy of my trust. And that was the TPV breakdown for today's hot topic, a firm foundation. Psalmist Voice reloaded. Thank you again so very much for tuning in to the broadcast on today. And let's get in. Now, as believers, we become so preoccupied with our earthly affairs that we shift our confidence from Jesus Christ to faith in our own intellect. Then something happens to shake the foundation on which we had been building. Now, foundation, in the Hebrew words of foundation, are mostly derived from yataf, to find, and in Greek, two words are used. One, katabol, that's K-A-T-A-B-O-L-E, of foundation of the world, which scripture references bring it to Mark 13:35, Mark 15:34, Luke 11:50, John 17:24, etc. The other is elamos, the foundation of a building, which is in Luke 6:48-49, 14:29, and Acts 16:26, etc. There is a long list, but of course, for the sake of time, we're kind of cutting it short. But in which sense it is also used metaphorically in various connections. Christ, the foundation of the church, which is 1 Corinthians 3:11, or the apostles and prophets, the foundation, which Christ is the cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20. The foundation of repentance, Hebrews 6:1. Also, Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, the Hebrew word is hath, S-H-A-T-H, in Jeremiah 50:15. The revised version, of course, reads, of course, the British and American version reads, Bulwark and Four Foundations. And of course, conversely, in Psalms 89:14 and 97:2. Now, of course, the King James Version is a habitation, H-A-B-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. And of course, it reads foundation, of course, in the New King James and the American Standard Version, and also in Isaiah 6:4 for the King James Version post reads foundations. Now, building on a solid foundation, of course, is laid, its supports are put in, permitting the rest of the structure to be built. Now, in Luke 6, Jesus explains the difference between a wise builder and a foolish one. A builder who is wise hears the word of God, applies it to his life, and as a result, stands firmly through turbulent times. However, because this foolish builder does not obey or apply God's principles and instructions, he ruined and a raging storm hits his life. Now, as believers in Christ, family, your spiritual foundation is vital to your life, both here on earth and in eternity. Following God and submitting to his wisdom enables you to build a solid foundation based on God's values. Wow. Now, as you base your life on him, here are a few areas you will need to continually focus on to cultivate a strong, healthy, spiritual life. And this won't only benefit you as a believer, others will reap the blessings as well. And of course, you know how we do here at the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. We give you keys and steps to get you right. Because we don't want to see anybody, whether you're a babe in the faith or you're a seasoned vet, it doesn't matter. All of us need to learn and cultivate our spiritual relationship with our Father. And of course, number one is faith. Your trust in God, your growing relationship with Christ, and your obedience and application of God's word are all critical to building a solid foundation of faith. Now, when storms of life come your way, you be grounded in biblical truth and remain steady as a rock in your mortal beliefs. Plus, you'll remain strong inwardly by trusting in God's sovereignty. If you disobey him, your foundation will begin to crack. For this reason, it's wise to seek God daily and ask him to search your heart and make known what displeases him. Psalms 139, 23, and 24. Number two is a very sensitive one. Family and godly friendship. Relationships are vital and should be cherished. The people in your life and your relationships with them are important to God, and they need to be valued and esteemed fittingly. Now, let me talk about this just a few minutes. Relationships are vital in your spiritual walk, whether you're in ministry, whether you're in a marriage, whether you're a relationship with your kids, what have you. That is vital. Now, in the times that we are living in today, a lot of people really being open, and they're really trying to do stuff on the low, and instead of helping you, they're trying to hinder you or they're trying to hurt you. A lot of that stuff is going on, especially in the kingdom of God. And yes, it's happening. People are getting, they call it church hurt, and people are getting hurt, and people are walking away, and people are going back to their old lives. Like, man, we don't need this church stuff because these people are just as bad as the people in the world. Well, we need to be different. We need to be set apart. But let me continue to read further. What God desires for us, God desires that you love each other and seek to build them up, not tear them down. Our job is not to micromanage and beat people up. Our job is to make sure that whatever they're dealing with or whatever they're going through, we're loving them unconditionally. We're not blasting them. We're not making them feel some kind of way. We are making them be encouraged. We can scorn but we can also love. Jesus was the great architect for being able to translate stern words, but yet you got cut, but you still felt the love and compassion from why he did what he said, what he said to the Pharisees and to the disciples and to the people he came in contact with. He never ever cut somebody and just left them to bleed in the spiritual mindset of that. He was able to cut and love, and that's what we're supposed to be developing as men and women of God. And also knowing that bad company corrupts good morals or good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33-34, be careful about who you spend your time with. And that is also key. If you're dealing with folks that aren't a part of Christ and you continue to marinate yourself in that situation, you will be corrupted. It's that simple, because we are very, very, our flesh is very easy to conform. Also, number three, our finances. Here's another big one that has been misconstrued from us, the church, because we want to go ahead and try to get the Mercedes and the big houses and all this other stuff. But being good stewards over your finances is a spiritual discipline that blesses God as well, others, and you. Living outside of your means, you know, and getting all this material possessions, accumulating irresponsible debt is unwise. When you manage your finances wisely, you eliminate needless stress. Mark 8:36. That is true. One thing that I desire, the Lord, that I seek after, that I dwell into the house of the Lord, as well as making sure that everything is in order, my finances, my family. It is okay to make sure your family is taken care of, but never forget where you come from. Oh, that's a cliche and all that stuff. No, you never forget where you come from, because your story can give somebody the motivation that they need to get where they got to go. Our story in itself is a blessing. And, you know, we got good news today, but of course I'll share it to you on another time. But again, it's just one of those things where God gives you second chances at stuff. So why blow it? Just saying. Food for thought. Now, of course, food and fitness. Now, of course, your body is the living temple, right? And his spirit resides within you. And when you harm your body, of course, you're dishonoring God. Keeping your body healthy is a spiritual discipline that is a part of the life God calls you to. Living a healthy lifestyle also permits you to carry out God's greater plan in your life. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Eating right, staying in shape is vital. That is a vital key to going long term. A lot of us, especially in the African American community, have a lot of issues with that. We get comfortable in our success. We start eating different types of foods. We start getting, as we call it, a little bougie, and we forget, and we start gaining on and packing on the pounds, and then there you go. We got issues. But family, the one thing that God honors, we have to also honor this body. And if your body is going through some stuff or what have you, take care of yourself, because how you cannot be effective being messed up. I'm just saying. Excuse the background, excuse the train. You know, that's just how it is right now. You're getting it raw, you're getting it live. Number five, fellowship with other believers. It is important that you plant in a local church where you can worship God, hear his word, and fellowship with other members of the body of Christ. There you will grow and mature spiritually, as well as be able to use the spiritual gifts God has blessed you with. As a result, his church will be built up. 1 Corinthians 14:12. Let me break that down also. There's a lot of issues with believers going to church. There's a lot of issues with that. Let's just keep it real. When you're dealing with a fellowship, and, oh, it's a man-made thing. Well, looking at it from the outside, you can say that. But if a man or woman of God is truly running their ministry the way God has them running it, you will see the unconditional love and support, not only for the the church, but for the body, because the body needs to be healthy. Again, we talked about number four, the body meeting the people in the congregation. If everybody's healthy, everybody's growing, and everybody's evolving and moving on into the next phase of their destiny and purpose, that's a growing church. It doesn't matter how many people are sitting in your pews. As long as you're making them grow and they're ready to move forward, that is the greatest fulfillment in the world. If you have thousands of people or just 50 people, that's okay. Firm foundation, building saints, building believers, so they can continue to spread the gospel. Now, when you wisely invest yourself in these many ways, you'll become more spiritual, rationally, financially, physically, and emotionally, and socially fit to live a life of influence for Christ. After all, He is the chief cornerstone of our faith, Ephesians 2:19-22. So, of course, we have the five ways. Five ways to recap. We got faith, number one. Number two, family and godly friendships. Number three, finances. Number four, food and fitness. And number five, fellowship with other believers. That is vital. So, again, it's not all about us going rogue and all this other nonsense. We got to be able to build and mature. Those are just five steps. And of course, we got a few minutes left on the show, but how do I build a spiritual foundation? I got four ways for you before we take a break. Number one, we must study the Word. The Lord has given us these magnificent books to cement our foundation. Number two, you must pray. Don't climb into bed at night without first kneeling before your Father, expressing your thankfulness for what He has done for you and appealing to Him to strengthen your spiritual pillars. We are all at fault with not doing that. Just saying. Let's just keep it real, family. But we got to remember, we got to pray before we go to sleep. Number three, we must worship the Father. There is power in the ordinance of the gospel in taking the sacrament every week. There is power in meeting together and, of course, in our churches, meetings, and most importantly, worshiping in our homes, our studies, our offices, our cars, wherever it is. Giving God all the praise and all the glory is vital and key. You have no idea, because I'm personally a worshiper. I'm a psalmist. So for me, worshiping God gives me great power, great strength, renews me not only physically but spiritually, just worshiping the Father. Number four, we must be willing to follow Jesus Christ by serving one another. We must be unselfish and incorporate into our lives the quality that Christ has taught us, being able to serve. All of us are servants first, leaders second. We're preaching so much about being leaders that no one wants to be a follower. No one wants to be a servant. But I got news for you, family. Leaders are servants. True leaders are servants. They lead by example. So if you're out there grinding just like the people in your church, or we call them volunteers now, why? We shouldn't. They're laborers. But at the same time, if we're not doing the same thing with them, they're going to get discouraged. They're going to stop coming. They're going to stop volunteering into that certain ministry because we're not doing it. We have to be servants, not just leaders. Now the purpose of building our foundation is important. And I'm going to just read this real quick when we come back on break. So the purpose of building will be the next segment, and then we're going to close out because today, again, family, it was just going to be a short and sweet little taste or nugget of our new series, A Firm Foundation. We're going to get it in as we always do. But family, keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. This is the Psalmist Voice Reloaded right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Tongue twister. Yes, sir. I did it. Yeah. See him acting like a clown. Anyway, you're listening to the hottest Christian radio station and show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. When we come back, we're going to do the TPV breakdown, building the purpose for building our intro into our next show on Sunday. Keep it locked, family. We'll be right back. We got coming up GMC Grown Man Club with Grown Man. Then we got Zion's Joy. You're listening to The Psalmist Voice Reloaded.
No good, religified and dignified and learned, no sickness, ignorant minded. Straight out the vine, she'll find them like them church people's bookends, the public figures right behind them. Some troublemakers preaching that Jesus distracts them, the devil takes us, the wheels ain't falling off, the luck gon' break us. Who gave them the right? Ain't got the credentials. Speaking the way, truth and the light of so potential. Then plug them ears off, to rub them tears off. I take this ride and strive. Realize who riding for the loss. Great commission, who fishes the man? For the mission, what's taking is getting out of the way. Sustain the collision, giving no conditions. Speaking on the snail, stricken in full condition. Moving to the side with that division. And his teammates is down there in the correct position. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit goes right in the whip, and they got the keys to the ignition. Grown man, redeemed by the King, shows us the best life we would have ever have seen. Grown man, grace and his mercy gave us his Son. So personally, I'm spreading the good news about the Nazarene. Grown man, redeemed by the King, shows us the best life we would have ever have seen. Grown man, grace and his mercy gave us his Son. So personally, I'm spreading the good news about the Nazarene.
From the curse of the law, no longer separated from the one who willingly went to the cross. See, he took my place instead. The sinless Savior becoming a curse for me, then better yet, he bled. See, I was born in a sin, free from the pain. One against the odds, while still claiming your name. Haters gon' hate, liars gon' lie. Tell me what you see when you look into his eyes. Some see hope, others see truth. I'ma sit back and let it do what it do. You promised to never leave me, never forsake me. I didn't see it coming, y'all, the church is trying to break me. But I'm a servant of the Most High, soldier at war. A man of many hats, a Christian to the core. A bearer of the light, believer in the good news. Defender of the gospel, set free by my Father's truth.
Grown man, redeemed by the King, showed us the best life we would have ever have seen. Grown man, grace and his mercy gave us a Son. So personally, I'm spreading the good news about the Nazarene. Grown man, redeemed by the King, showed us the best life we would have never have seen. Grown man, grace and his mercy gave us a Son. So personally, I'm spreading the good news about the Nazarene. Beautiful recital, feeling soon to becoming the beautiful revival. Churches off in the bricks and out of that idol. Fully functional, moving on that unction rope. Love, peace, dinner, right after the brunch go. Speak to the faith, bench warming up a few, seeking weight. Not ashamed of the gospel, and that's more easy for your place. A certain level of spiritual maturity, level of security. Father sets the mark at a certain level of purity.
Grown man, forgive me for my rash delivery. I remember vividly what that darkness did to me. Every brother ain't a brother, like every Christian ain't a Christian. I watch them turn the truth into a lie. I'm back fishing, hitting the block with the good news. Haters don't have a clue. Turning them boys into men and sending them out in twos. What you know about that Nazarene? And watching me clean. That knew me before I even entered the scene.
Now I got it. See, I had to take them words out.
Welcome back, family. Psalmist Voice Reloaded, and of course, our new series, A Firm Foundation. Here we go. The purpose of building, the purpose of your spiritual building is to prove and dwell place for God, for a dwelling place for God. His Spirit will dwell in you only when your life is built on the right foundation. Paul asks, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16, by the grace of God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. 1 Corinthians 3:10. The spiritual foundation that God speaks of is based on God's word. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with his inscription, "The Lord knows who are his." And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. 2 Timothy 2:19. And as a good foundation, in this way they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. 1 Timothy 6:19. That is based on righteousness. When the storm has swept by and the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. Proverbs 10:25 is eternal. You will find that your foundation rests upon these two basic principles. The Lord knows who his redeemed men are, and that by announcing ourselves as Christians and living redeemed lives, we give up all iniquity and stand aloof from it. God calls us to build our faith upon his rock, which is immovable. He is like a man building a house who digs down deep and lays the foundation on the rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was built well. Luke 6:48. And that rock is Jesus Christ. Don't tremble. Don't be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it? Well, you are my witnesses. Is there any gods beside me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. Isaiah 44:3. He is the only foundation of our spiritual life, for no one can lay any foundation other than one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. And I'm done. So family, again, thank you for the quick nugget special presentation of the Psalmist Voice Reloaded, our hot topic and new series, A Firm Foundation. We will continue it on Sunday, but of course, tune in to the show on tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have contemporary gospel recording artist Deborah M. Price will be in the building. We'll be chopping it up, talking about her ministry, her music, right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded Radio. Well, family, of course, we got 3 minutes left, and we're going to just play out some music. And, of course, I will see you on tomorrow, same time, same station, Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You can also download it on your mobile devices on the TuneIn app. Search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. We're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TPB Radio. Like us, share it. You'll get all the updates of all the upcoming shows and what have you. And do not miss tonight at 7 p.m. We got the Caribbean Pepper Pot in the building. 7 p.m. And of course, she's got her pepper pot boiling, and she's got all her flavors simmering, and she's got all the pre-work done, and she's going to be ready to rock with you at 7 p.m. tonight, right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Well, family, I'm out of here. And of course, I thank you again so much for listening to the special presentation of the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. And again, family, always, always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist Voice in the street, in your church, on your hoods, walk with us, family. Let's go. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. for our special guest, Deborah M. Price, contemporary gospel recording artist, will be in the building. So walk with us. Chop it up with us. 773-897-6490 is our number. You could talk to Miss Deborah M. Price. She'll be in the building tomorrow, talk about her new project and her ministry. Again, family, I love you. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Don't forget to tell your friends, share, all that jazz. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you.
Ooh. Hear the people crying, longing for peace, endless strife, war in our streets. Hearts are so divided, eyes that can't see. Is there hope for humanity?
Yes, there's a place where sorrow and heartache won't exist.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk?
Are you ready to walk?
Let's go. PPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
DJ, turn it up. Let's go.
Sasa Del Deed. Saka Fed, come start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right. And you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends. Tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet.
Are you ready to walk?
Let's go.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.